And you ride a bus, you ring the buzzer, ring the bell, that means that you want to
stop.
And you want to want off. About 100 years ago, there was a war between different parts of the country.
Could have been the Civil War, did it?
Civil. Uh-huh.
I had an uncle killed in that.
Really? For the North?
For the North.
He was one Quaker that served in the Army. Buried right out in West Town.
Buried out here in the Quaker cemetery.
Friend cemetery, just West Town.
The sheriff is in charge of keeping...
the jail?
Two things.
The deputies?
Keeping people from breaking the...
Keeping order.
Uh-huh. Rules?
Keep people from breaking the...
Law.
Law.
So he'd be in charge of law.
Yes.
Law and order.
Yes, in charge of law and order. That's what he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Detroit is in...
Michigan.
And Cleveland is in...
Ohio.
Buffalo is in...
New York.
Chicago is in...
Illinois.
Sometimes wish it wasn't.
Fort Wayne is in...
Indiana.
Pittsburgh is in...
Pennsylvania.
And Louisville is in...
Kentucky.
And the largest city in Michigan is...
Let's see.
Just reversing what I said a minute ago. Now, I ask you...
Which one is it?
The where they make the automobiles.
Detroit? Mm-hmm. Is that the largest?
Mm-hmm. Largest city in Illinois is...
It's Chicago.
Would you say that,
Yeah, Chicago.
Thought I heard you say it different a while ago, but I guess not. The capital of the United States is...
Must be Washington.
And the country just north of the United States is...
Canada.
And the largest city in Kentucky is...
Louisville?
And the largest city in southwestern Ohio, along the Ohio River there, is
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, Ohio, I guess.
Uh-huh. Some say Cincinnati.
And the child's been ill for a long time. The parents begin to get discouraged, and they say to each other, that seems like never pull through. What do you put in the middle there? It seems like...
You'll never get well?
Never recover?
You say it seems as if, or it seems like, or it seems...
Seems as if.
Seems as if.
You'll never recover.
Okay, if somebody asks you to go to a party, and you say, well, I won't go.
Well, I won't.
I won't either.
Oh, I won't go. And
I won't
unless she does.
Unless she does. And you like, say, Red Skelton. Say you have a reason. You like him. He's a very funny man. That's your reason for liking him. Somebody asks you, why do you like Red Skelton? And you say, well, I like him.
Because he's a good comedian, I guess.
Okay. Child wants some candy right before supper. And you tell him, well, I can't give you any candy, but I'll give you a cracker.
Well, the main thing wouldn't give to him to interfere with his appetite at mealtime. The reason wouldn't give to him.
Yeah, but suppose he was so hungry and you knew supper was going to be a little bit yet, and so you give him a cracker, it'd be better than candy. So you tell him, I won't give you candy, but I'll give you a cracker.
And milk.
Cracker to eat?
You're giving him the cracker as a substitute, you see.
Yeah. Cracker and butter?
So you give him the cracker instead.
Cracker instead of the candy. Instead.
Yeah.
The candy. Takes a lot to get through.
You wouldn't say in place of it, or in room of it, or anything like that.
Well, I have said in place of it.
You might say in place of it, second choice. Right. Somebody asks you, did you join the church? And you say, well, we already...
Have. Already belong.
And people go to church to worship whom?
God.
Would you say it individually?
God.